You can watch the Streamer Spotlight series live on Twitch every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Visit www.elevatestreams.com for more info.
Welcome to another edition of the Streamer Spotlight series, episode number 17. This is our second show on the Elevate channel. If this is your first show, we'll start out with some streaming news. We'll move on to our guests. And then in the end, we're going to turn over the questions to you guys in chat. If you have a question, please remember to tag Elevate_content so that we can keep track of your questions. Don't forget to hit that follow button. And tonight we are joined by Brose Wood. He's a streamer who primarily plays the first-person shooter Krunker. Tonight, we're going to learn all about him and how he got started, what his streaming advice is for other streamers, especially ones that are just starting out. So with that, we'll get started, and we'll see you in just a moment.
Hey guys, I am moving platform. Now, originally we had a production budget for this announcement because, you know, every time a streamer moves, they have this really cool produced video. And here I am standing in a hotel room filming this. But what ended up happening was we had 20K production budget and I took that check, drove down to the children hospital of Los Angeles and gave it to them. Because honestly, you guys don't really care how it's announced. You guys just care where I'm moving to. So I'm moving to Facebook Gaming. Check me out there. Bye.
Hello, Brose Wood. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
You guys already...
How's it going, buddy?
Met Zazaboo over there. I'm TIE Fighter X 1 and Brose Wood. Why don't you kind of explain who you are and your channel and your streaming schedule?
Well, I'm I want to say a variety streamer, but I mainly play like first person shooters. I play a lot of COD, a lot of Krunker, and we've been playing. We just finished up Pokemon, the main story. Still got the post game, so we're doing that too. I stream Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And yeah, that's what I do.
Be there or be square.
Be there or I'll cry.
Will you cry for real?
Sometimes. I'm an emotional person.
Have you cried on stream?
I came close to it on Thursday. And I've welled up a couple times, but crying yet.
I cry like every time they make me eat beans. It's not fun at all.
Oh, yeah, you're like basically just, you know.
Yeah. All right. So if it's your first show, we will go over some streaming news first, and then we will move on to Brose and learn about him and his advice to new streamers. And then we have another segment, and then we'll raid you. Does that sound good?
Sounds pretty lit.
Lit. That's what the kids these days say. I don't know what it means, but... So another big name has moved on from Twitch. We saw in the video before the stream, Disguised Toast, who is mainly a Hearthstone and Team Fight Tactic streamer, announced this week he's going to be streaming exclusively only on Facebook Gaming. He said one of his favorite things about streaming is that I get to engage with viewers from across the world. This is Facebook's first major streaming acquisition, as Disguised Toast has a following of over 1.3 million viewers. How do you feel about his move and other major streamers jumping from Twitch to other platforms?
I think it's a good thing. I feel like it makes a healthier environment. Even when you're a small streamer, it gives you more options. Like, oh, I'm not going to be this guy's bringing his whole audience over here, so maybe some of them will like me. That's how I see it. Because I know since Shroud has moved, like, I've watched Mixer a whole lot more. Ninja, not so much, because I wasn't really big into him. Even though I did like the F word for a while. but Shroud going over there definitely
like,
allowed
the
me
F
to...
word. I thought he was PG. Got it. Got it. Okay, got it.
I definitely watch and follow a lot more people over there. And, you know, the fact that Subforce is cross-platform, I get to enjoy my friends over there as well. So that's super cool. And so Toast going over there, like Facebook is in a weird position because they get a lot of flack for boosting their numbers because they'll say like there's so many views, but that's just someone like scrolling on their phone, seeing it and different stuff like that. So I don't know. Facebook seems like it's still in its infancy and I can see it grow a lot more because, you know, there's like 500. I don't even know how many people are on there. Too many.
But it's mostly older people, right?
I think the younger crowd has moved away from
Facebook. They're using Instagram now, I believe. Twitter is now dying out as well. So, go ahead.
Well, I just want to ask because I don't know. I haven't watched any streams on Facebook. Do you have to have a Facebook account to actually watch a stream on Facebook?
I'm pretty sure. I've watched a couple people over on Facebook, and I have a Facebook account, so it all works there.
I don't think you have to have an account. I do believe that you have to have one to interact. Just like Twitch. You know.
Take the Crown says, yes, you do have to have one.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'm a liar. Moving on to the next question. Twitch streamer Pay Money Wubby received a 2-week suspension after live streaming inside of a restaurant. The story doesn't stop there, however. Wubby had permission from the restaurant management to broadcast from inside their establishment, which his reasoning had to do with privacy violations of the other people, most likely in the restaurant. But how do you feel about yet another example of seemingly heavy-handed moderation by Twitch?
So I saw this on a YouTube video and I'm like, I didn't get it. Maybe it's a mistake, but the fact that the ban wasn't lifted like immediately after she, you know, said that she had permission from the restaurant, that kind of boggled my mind a little bit. Maybe, you know, Twitch needs to chill out a bit. I'll say it right here on their platform. Chill out.
Yeah, I mean, if you are in a public place, and at that point, the restaurant's saying you have permission, so I think that's considered public at that point, as long as the restaurant is letting people know. But, like, if you're filming in a park, right, anybody in the park on that public property, like, you have permission to put their face on camera if you want to. So, I don't know what Twitch is doing with that.
I mean, that's under the law necessarily, but not under terms of service, I guess, is their reasoning.
Sure. But what's the difference between that and somebody streaming in a public street or a public park?
Well, that's the big issue, isn't it? They don't seem to kind of apply these things evenly.
Well, that's this one and any other one, right? So Twitch streamer Pokey Laws also received a 72 hours. That would be weird.
Yeah.
3 days. No. 2 days and 22 hour ban. 72-hour ban this week for what was seemingly an accident. The streamer's watching a music video when the camera pans the rear end of a nude man walking on the beach for less than 2 seconds. How do you feel about the way Twitch is handling this situation and others when, watching other content and, banning them for something that just pops up that they're not aware about?
So I feel like the whole accident thing, like I get that. Like, it happens. So, like, a 24-hour ban when it's an accident the first, sure. like, two or three times, sure, whatever. You showed some guys' butt. That's fine. But when it's like excessive, like there's been several streamers who have accidentally showed something, and it results in another 3-day ban, and nothing happens afterwards. But if after it's like the fifth, sixth, seventh time,
subscription boosts.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, that I don't know. I don't really understand that personally.
So I'm curious about this because, say, you're watching a video and it happens, you can get banned, right? But playing a game like The Witcher, which was a very popular on Twitch for quite a few months, that shows adult content, is allowed as long as you don't, like, point it out, right?
Yeah, as long as you're not focusing on that.
Yeah.
That is fine. I'm pretty sure.
So it's another example of them not knowing how to enforce their own rules.
Yeah.
Stringer Bone, is that Bone Clinks? Has received an apology from Twitch after being suspended for seemingly no reason. For 5 days, he filed, I didn't write the news this week. Sorry, guys. He filed support tickets and received no response. On November 23rd, however, Twitch issued an email expressing they were sorry for banning him and that a suspension was due to a mistake on the part of their moderation team. What are your thoughts on their acknowledgement of their mistake?
Step your game up and don't do it again, Twitch. Come on. Don't be banning people for no reason.
I was happy to see they actually responded.
Better just lift the ban.
Yeah. Oops.
Come on, everybody's had that job where they messed up and they're like, I hope nobody saw that.
Yeah.
Happened a little bit ago.
I'm not going to be able to. Zaz, you can read this one.
I just lost my sheet. There we go. Okay, so visitors to Fukuoka, Japan, can get a hotel room at a bargain price of $1, but there's a catch. To take advantage of the deal, visitors must agree to live stream almost everything. That doesn't include using the bathroom, which is outside of the range of the table-mounted camera, and the guests are permitted to turn out the lights during sleep, the Washington Post reported. Everything else is fair game for 24 hours. How do you feel about this and other IRL streaming in general?
Nope. Nope. I wouldn't do that. Not a hotel room for a dollar. Nope. Not happening. Not happening.
Where are you?
I don't mind IRL streams.
This?
They're fun.
Say again?
Where would you be live streaming to?
I'm not sure.
So I'm curious if this hotel, right, has their own website and they're posting all of the streams to their website and they're not like using a live streaming platform.
Right.
Private Snapchat.
A private Snapchat, yeah, maybe. I mean, everything else is fair game. You know, like, I don't know if me and Zazabu want to show our honeymoon on their website or not, you know?
Yeah, I think I'll pay the extra however much it is to not disappoint my audience.
You know what? I would probably do that, though. To visit Japan and get the hotel room for a dollar. Japan's, like, one of the main places I want to go, like, before I die.
Same. Let's go, and we'll go to Wrestle Kingdom.
Yes.
Rose, you in?
I'm coming.
Oh, right, you just said.
I'll go to a different hotel. You guys can have a different hotel. I'll cough up the 50,000 yen. Okay.
It's funny that it says a dollar too instead of, you know.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, during a charity stream, a new streamer, the Big Cheese 69, joked that she would set fire to her hair for a $500 donation. To demonstrate she was ready for the deed, she lit her lighter and held it near her hair. Unfortunately for her, the flame managed to actually catch her hair on fire. She wasn't injured, but did die of laughter. There's no real question here. We were just pointing this out.
It's news.
I mean, your thoughts on flaming hair streams?
You're not $500 ain't getting rid of these. Sorry.
$1,000.
$10,000. I'll cut it off.
$10,000.
$10,000 haircut.
You heard it here, guys. $10,000.
All right.
All right. So we're going to get into some specific questions about you, sir. How long have you been streaming? And why did you kind of get into streaming? And give us some of your short and long term goals.
I've been streaming since about June,
okay.
Maybe early end of June, maybe I can't remember exactly when it was. I got a PC at the end of July, nice. So I was able to, you know, stream off a PC, make it look more, you know, official, make it look nice, because I was doing it off of a console, an Xbox console before, and I had like a rinky-dink PC that was just kind of bad. For lack of a better term. And that is when I started really taking it like seriously. I pushed for affiliate. I joined Support Force, and I was able to get affiliate in about less than 48, probably about 29 hours.
Wow.
I was able to get it.
Great.
I was very close. I had the concurrent viewers. I had the time streamed, which was a lot more than necessary, but
right.
I still did it. And I was, the last thing I needed was the followers, and I was able to do that by networking with people who had similar interests, similar goals. And I was able to hit that in on August 2nd. I hit it. I had joined Support Force at like 3 a.m. on the 30th of July. So it was very short amount of time.
Wow.
I started making goals.
Pause you real quick. Can I just pause you real quick? Mm-hmm. Speaking of affiliate push, we are pushing to get the Elevate content channel to affiliate. If you haven't done so already, make sure you push that follow button. All right, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
So I pushed for that. I got it in very short amount of time. And then I started just making goals. Like, first goal was like I think it was more of a follow goal than a sub goal. Like, I knew I had at least three friends that were like, yeah, we'll subscribe to you. We have Twitch Prime. It's cool. Because it's free, if you didn't know. Nice. And I had probably like 8 subscribers my first week, and that was insane to me. Like, it was incredible. And then just kept growing, and now we're at over 370 followers. And
that's incredible.
It's been so much in a short amount of time, and it kind of boggles my mind sometimes when I think about it. But you know, we're here now, and we're supporting every day.
As a viewer of your stream, I can say that it doesn't surprise me.
Thank you.
So what are some of your short and long term goals for your channel?
So I'm really pushing for this, at 500 followers to do a Twitch sing stream. So that's not only a goal for me, that's a goal for everyone. Just
nice. You know. Do you even consider yourself a singer?
I love singing. I don't think I have the best voice. I wish I had a better voice. But you know, it's something like people have always said, like when I'm just randomly blurting out Mulan lyrics in the middle of the stream, like, oh, you have a nice voice. No, I don't know. But
I'm singing Disney.
It's Disney. It's not too hard.
Right.
It's made for children to sing. That's the thing. So you better be pretty good, I guess. But yeah, that's right now it seems long term, but the way that everything's growing, it might be short term. That could happen maybe before April of next year. Awesome. Which I'm hoping for. So that's probably like the longest term goal I have. But, you know, everyone's long term goal is to hit partner and make this into a sustainable career. I could buy my mom's house. That's my longest term goal. I want to buy my mom's house.
What a jerk.
So we don't have to worry about the bank stealing it.
What a jerk. You know? She wants right? to take the she house from that. His mother.
I want to own it. It is mine. And then everyone gets out.
So tell us, Brose, how did you come up with your name for your channel?
It was a nickname from like 9th or 10th grade. Okay. Me and my friends were sitting on Facebook and we're like, let's all put bro in our name because that's really cool. We had a friend with the last name Byrne. He changed his name to Brone. I had a friend named Jacob. He changed his name to Jacob Bro. And mine just worked, Brose. And I've been using it ever since. Except for a weird period of time where I was the Incredible Bulk. Don't ask.
That's awesome.
Don't ask. I like that too. But yeah, Brose just stuck, you know? I'm everyone's bro, you know?
It's catchy for sure. So why did
Can we play this game? You have to put bro in your name.
Sazza bro?
That's easy.
Sazza yeah. bro. I don't know how to do mine. Bro fighter.
Tie fight bro.
I don't know. All right, moving on.
So, when you made your decision to start streaming, why did you choose Twitch as your platform?
Tim the Tatman. That's an easy answer. Tim the Tatman made me okay. So. Years ago, I didn't really care for Twitch. It was Justin at the time, Justin Todd TV at the time. I didn't care for it. I'm like, it's whatever. People are just playing video games. I'll watch short form content on YouTube. I was big into YouTube for a very long time. Then 3 or so years later, I caught a Tim the Tatman stream playing Overwatch. I had just gotten Overwatch, so I was watching people play it. I was wanting to learn. And he was funny and also decent at the game. So watching him for hours on end, I actually have a 36-month resub I have to go share pretty soon. Wow. So, yeah, that Tim the Tatman is the reason I chose Twitch. Also, there wasn't that much back then either. It was like Ustream and other stuff.
So in your short amount of time streaming, you've had some incredible growth. Do you attribute that more to your networking, or do you think that your personality and your content are more to blame for that? And do you when you get new followers, yeah, when you get new followers, do you ask people how they found your channel, or do you just kind of welcome them in and find out later?
I welcome them to the woods, basically. Try to see how their day's going. I think my growth is probably mostly from networking. I try to make myself very reachable, relatable. I come into people's chats. I talk at them. I get to know them. I try to, at least. I try to be everywhere. I say it a lot. I say it in everyone's chat. Like, oh, you're over here? I just saw you over there. I'm ever present when it comes to Twitch, Mixer, DLive. I'm everywhere. Everywhere. I try to be. So I definitely think my networking has probably helped quite a bit. But then there's also Krunker, and I'm trying to become the king of the 10-year-olds, and it's it's working out. It's working out.
You're gonna say something about him playing Pokemon, I'm sure, right?
No, I wasn't.
Oh good. So hold that thought. The king of the 10-year-olds. So do you stream like me personally, I have to do mature streams, and it's something I'm working on. So is your channel not mature?
No, they're very mature.
Oh, okay.
But
you just hope 10-year-olds really, just push, you know, click the button and they continue to come in anyway.
Krunker is a very young audience. Very young. So like I have a follower named Ducky. He's a very nice kid. He's a 10-year-old from where is he from? New Zealand. He's a great kid. I play with him all the time. He gets into my games, and we just play the game. So it's like, it's not like a weird, like, oh, kids, come to me. No, Don't come to me. You don't have to. But they want to watch Krunker, and they want to watch someone who maybe is not insanely good. Have terror, like some people, some Krunker streams I watch. They're it looks terrible because they make their FOV gigantic. They don't have a gun on their screen. There's all kinds of customizability in there. Mine is just I have a cool skin on my gun, and it's just me yelling at people. That's what it is. So that's what I do.
Are you sure you don't lure them in with candy?
Like, yeah. I mean, we might.
We got Swedish Fish. I was just maybe thinking that too. Like, are you sure you don't have, like, you should create an overlay of an ice cream truck or, you know, a white van with tinted windows.
Oh man. He lures them in with candy and then eats it in front of them. Yeah, that's true.
You're not allowed to. It's mine.
Oh my. So going back to you streaming on Twitch, have you ever considered any of the other platforms since the major exodus have begun?
Yeah, I definitely have. I love Mixer as a platform. It seems like a lot of fun. There's so much interaction when it comes to the Sparks. And the fact that they have, you know, the Embers for All program where you can, like, you don't have to have a massive following and you could still get, you know, Embers, money.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I like the aspect of that. But I feel like I've put so much time and effort into this. Like, I put a lot of time, like, you can ask anyone that knows me personally, like, in real life. I've put probably 15 to 16 hours a day just trying this. That's doing overlays, doing different commands in my chat, trying out different things, trying out different, just everything. That's what I try to do. And then I'm while I'm doing that, I'm trying to talk to everyone. I want to get to know everyone. I want to learn their backgrounds. I want to learn what they're doing. What is their goal from this whole streaming thing? That's what I want to know. So I put everything into this. This is my livelihood at this point. So that's why I don't see myself switching. Unless, you know, something crazy happens.
Are you a full-time streamer?
At this point right now, yeah. I'm currently unemployed.
Awesome.
So I'm doing this and trying to get it off the ground.
That's awesome.
Doing all that.
So how do you, since you are streaming full-time, how do you balance your streaming life and your normal life? What goes into keeping that schedule? And
I don't have a lot of friends. So I don't have to go out all the time.
I'm your
friend.
Could
just be here playing games, you know?
I'm looking at the viewer count, and I would say that is...
Yeah, we've got a lot of friends, like, here right now.
I have maybe five in-real-life friends that I have three that I hang out with weekly.
I'm sitting right here with you in real life.
We're live in the studio together, guys.
Like, if you were my neighbor, Ty, I'm coming over every day. We're hanging out, okay? But... I see them on the weekend because they all work during the week, and I'm sitting here doing the Twitch thing, you know. So, like, we have very different things going on. And then, you know, I have my mom, I have my sister, my stepsister, my stepdad. I got my uncles live down the hall. My grandma lives over there. I got everyone I need. I'm good.
Right.
I don't need anything else. So I don't really. There's not a whole lot of balance between
until
real life
you
and
buy that
life,
house and you kick them all out.
My house, everyone's gone. Okay, gone.
That's
I'm
where the streaming house starts. We're all moving in.
Yes, we're moving in.
We're
IRL friends.
Buy a ranch with a giant mansion, and there's gonna be 47 rooms. I got to pick and choose though. I got to pick and choose who's coming.
Yeah,
right on. So I don't think that this probably applies to you, but maybe it did at the beginning. What pushed you to stream when you really didn't have anybody watching?
There's still days where it's like we're like, you know, not everyone's busy. They're doing their thing. It just happens. I'll sit there and I'll talk to myself. You know, I'll sit there and talk to no one. It's fine. I still do that. Like, even if I'm not streaming, I'll sit there and talk to myself. I don't answer back because, you know, can't answer the voices.
Yeah.
But I did it for so long. I did it for 2 months without a single person coming to my chat. I would sit there and I'll watch wrestling. I'll do watch alongs. Nice. to Raw and SmackDown, and it just kind of became second nature, you know?
Yeah.
But at this point, I have a beautiful community. I have wonderful people that come in and talk to me, and that makes me happy. Makes my day. I don't need all the biddies. I don't need the gifted subs. I don't need any of that. Just as long as you're right there talking to me, I'm happy. I don't need all of it.
We actually were talking to another community member about that, and somebody actually we thought it would be hilarious. They suggested that, like, they drew a paper plate on or a face on a paper plate and started talking to the paper plate, which would be, you know, funny. But I've heard other people say that, like, they commentate everything they're doing, like, oh, I'm walking to the toaster and I'm putting bread in it. And now I'm going to go grab the butter out of the fridge. And now I'm going to grab a butter knife. And now I'm going to put the butter on the toast. Oh, wait, the toast isn't as brown as I would like it. Let's push the button down again. So, yeah, good advice there for sure.
So what would you recommend then for new streamers or people that are still trying to grow to affiliate to do to set themselves apart from other streamers?
Never shut up. Always talk, no matter what you're doing. You could be just talk. Just people want people. Okay, humans are just always looking for company. Mm-hmm. They always want someone there. So if you're just talking, even if you have like two lurkers in your channel and they're just listening to you talk, just talk. Don't sit there just playing the game. That's boring. No one wants to watch that. No one.
For sure. No dead air.
Exactly. Always have something going. Even if, like, maybe you just play some music. Play music instead of just, you know, game noises. Like, I'll sit there and listen to Krunker. I'll play Krunker and I'll just have music on. And, like, if no one's there, I'm just, like, listening to the music. Yelling at children. You know, that's my life.
Me too.
Right on.
But I'm not playing Krunker.
You're yelling at your actual. All right,
oh,
everybody.
The puppy's
don't
in
forget
the back. He wants to be on stream.
Ooh, puppy.
You want to talk about your dogs?
Okay, so we have a lot of dogs. We have five dogs in the house, but these two are mine. The top one is Ellie. She's a pug. Well, she's a puggle technically, but she doesn't look like a beagle at all. And then the one is on the chair who's like blending in with the darkness. That's Molly. She's a pit bull boxer. She's my little girl. She's amazing. I love her so much. They're both very... Ellie's cool. I love Molly more. Don't tell her I told you. She's hard of hearing. Don't worry.
She's staring at you like she heard you. Or she
I love them both
fish.
Very much.
One
they're
of the
both,
two.
They're good doggies. She's probably looking... She's a thick girl. But yeah. Those are my pups.
Aw. That's cute. Do they make appearances on stream regularly or
every single stream? Yeah. I gotta say, hey, quiet, because they're barking at something. I stream when the family comes home from work. So like my uncle's coming home from work, grandmother's coming home from work. They're making noises outside. They hear a leaf fall. They just gotta yell. They gotta let everyone know that something's there.
Good
so,
dogs.
Yeah, I guess sometimes.
So. Guys, don't forget to tag elevate_content in the chat with your questions for Brose. And we will tag them in at the end of the stream. And with that, I think we're going to get into some tech questions with TIE Fighter.
Hello.
Hey. Hit me with it.
Yo, thank you for that follow. And since I said that, we'll say thank you to Lucifer's Knights as well for that follow earlier.
Thanks,
don't forget,
man.
we're pushing this channel to hit affiliate. So if you have not hit that follow button, make sure you do so, guys. We appreciate it.
Oh,
just like Dale Dinkelberg just did. Thank you very
Thanks,
much,
Jake.
Dale. So you used to be a console streamer, and you talked a little bit how you bought a gaming rig. And so let's talk about how you learned all the stuff that you would need to do. So say there's somebody that's out there that's like, you know, just like you, you know, you're streaming from your console and they don't know what they would need to start with the computer. So just kind of talk them through that.
Building a computer or
if you want to get that technical, or if you just want to say, hey, get a new computer, get a capture card. I picked this one.
Exactly. NZXT is amazing. Sponsor me. But they will build your computer and they'll ship it out to you. If you get the right shipping, you can have it in 2 days. It's that easy.
So
you select the games that you want, yeah, and upgrade.
I was gonna say, just go a little into detail about who they are and what they do.
So they're basically a build a PC company. You pick the games that you want. If you notice something like, oh, I want more frame rate on Rainbow Six Siege, I need a better processor. So, you know, you get a better processor, you can upgrade that. If you want to do like more graphic intensive games, you get a better graphics card, a better GPU. Make sure you have enough RAM. Jake, I'm looking at you. He bought a computer and it has very little amount of RAM. Get 16 gigs. Just
minimum.
Do it.
Minimum.
Or up. Exactly. 16 or up. But yeah, I got the PC. It has a Ryzen processor. Ryzen processors are very good for streaming. They're very good with multitasking. And if you want more, you know, video game, better graphics in your video games and better processing with the video games, I go with an Intel. Ryzen, I feel, is better for streaming. It has an overkill card in it. It has a 2070 in it. It's a very good card, very capable card. Get a capture card. I have a capture card. I have the HD60S. It's by Elgato. Elgato, you know, they make great capture cards. You can also get a PCIe one, which you can just stick into your computer and you don't have to worry about external cords and all that fun stuff. If you're a console gamer, it's necessary. If you're a PC gamer, not 100% necessary, unless you're, you know, if you have a two PC setup, we get it. You have large money bags. It's fine. if you're doing like a gaming PC, you have a gaming PC, you game on that, you get the capture card, plug it into a streaming PC, something that's less beefy, something that's just processing what you're putting into it and putting it out on your stream. I'd say go with probably an internal capture card for that one. I have an Xbox One X. It was a gift from my sister's girlfriend 2 years ago, almost now. It's an Xbox. That's what it does.
That's an expensive gift for your sister's girlfriend.
Lawsuits sometimes give a lot of money. Sometimes. Don't be an ambulance chaser, but sometimes go for it.
Go ahead. You got more. There's more.
I mean, I have my Switch. That was lit. I have a couple monitors. My very good friend CJ, he's in the chat right now. He got me a beautiful ring light, and it makes my face glow sometimes. So I like it.
They think the pug
lighting
is escaping.
Important. Yeah, she's looking out the window. There's a screen. If she falls, she'll be fine. We're on the first floor. There's only one floor in this house. So
she's got small legs. So you have lots of streaming knowledge, lots of computer knowledge from just that two seconds that you were explaining, right? So how did you gain all this knowledge about streaming and, you know, PC setups?
YouTube.com/AlphaGaming. Literally everything is because of Alpha Gaming for me. That's where I learned. There's a lot of other good YouTube channels. YouTube is your friend. When it comes to computers, Linus Tech Tips, Bitwit, Jay's Two Cents, just it's great. YouTube is an amazing platform for stuff like that. I that's where I learned everything.
But you didn't go to college. You don't have a degree.
I dropped out of college 3 months in. So
you and me both, buddy. If I don't know something, I just ask TIE Fighter.
I ask YouTube.
That's my Professor second place. YouTube. That's the second place I go.
Yeah, I usually go to YouTube to get his answer or Google, you know, but he's just lazy. So, so what advice would you have given yourself about streaming prior to starting?
Network. When I first started, I didn't talk to anyone, didn't know anyone. I had my friends in my stream. I had, that's it. that's all. I just had my friends who would pull up my stream and we would play video games together. But if I had knew networking was so important at the time, I probably would have maybe cut a couple months off of me sitting there talking to no one. So there's that. Network, important, very important.
100%.
Since we want to talk about networking, do you want to talk about some of the places you actually do some networking?
Well, there's this little baby boy Discord that's kind of changed my entire life, named Support Force. It's pretty amazing. If there's any subscribers in the chat, just BrosAWSF, if you want to show your support right there. It's absolutely changed my entire life. If it wasn't for Support Force, I wouldn't be here. But if you want to go into my chat room and use exclamation point elevate, because I did it, Ty.
Nice.
I turned it on, dude. Or, you know, exclamation point Ty or exclamation point Zaz. All there.
We'll see all of that later. And if somebody wants to grab the Sup Force link and throw it in chat, you guys are more than welcome to. And if somebody can grab the elevate, because we're switching users, like this OBS is all new too. I haven't got chat bot set up yet, so like we're still in the middle of moving stuff. We'll have commands next week for sure.
That's what I said.
But you got it done last week, so
I did. I think I got it done this week. Who's counting?
So what kind of obstacles have you had to overcome? So if you just learned from Alpha Gaming, right, there's still some hurdles to get over. What kind of tech issues have you ran into and how did you fix them?
My whole first foyer into streaming before I got my computer was a tech issue of in and of itself. It was scuffed, as the children say. Afterwards, my capture card doesn't like OBS for some reason. To get around it, I opened the Elgato app that streams directly from my Xbox or my Switch, and I just display capture or window capture that, not display capture. It looks terrible on display. Window capture that, and that works for me. So, like, I still have, like, tech issues all the time. So
we should look at that. You should get with me when you have a free second and let me take a look at that with you.
Okay, it sounds good to me. My the way that it's working right now, it's working, so I've just kind of dealt with it. But other than that, I don't think I've had too many tech issues yet. I tried to stream Apex Legends on PC. That was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because it was just drop frames and all that fun stuff. So I didn't do that anymore. I wasn't good at it either way, so it's fine.
Sounds like did you try switching over to maybe your Xbox to play Apex and capturing that way?
No issues there.
Yeah,
I play it like that.
Yeah.
No issues. It's just I guess it was probably just too intensive on my processor. That's what I had to put up. That's what I think. Even though, you know, it's a 2070. I mean, it's a 2700X. It's a Ryzen 7, so it's like a beefy processor. I don't want to play it on PC as it is, so
right.
It's fine.
So you like first-person shooters, right? PC or console?
I mostly play console. Krunker's, of course, on PC.
Sure.
But I mostly play console, yeah.
And so what other first-person shooter games do you like to play?
Most of my streams before I became affiliate were the F word. We're not gonna say it. Can't say it. It hurts.
Sorry,
it
Justin.
Hurts.
We're not saying it tonight, all right?
I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't do it right now. I've been through enough emotional trauma. I also really enjoy the game Rainbow Six Siege. It's super fun. It's something I've been playing for 3 years now. I'm like level 240 in it or something. And then I also, I still do. I love Overwatch. It's just rage inducing at this point. I'm like level 800 in that. I don't even want to talk about that. And you know, Apex is cool. I enjoy it a lot because a lot of my friends enjoy it. Call of Duty is a thing that happens sometimes and it gets my blood boiling. I'm actually thinking about doing a rage compilation video. I think I'll put that on YouTube at some point. But I do I have had a lot of fun with it. Played with a lot of people. It's nice because it's cross-platform, so you get to play with people that you're not usually playing with. So, growing up, I wasn't a first-person shooter fan. I didn't enjoy them. But Destiny was like my first real first-person shooter that I played, which is kind of crazy to think that it was like maybe, I don't know, 7 years ago, it was like 4 years ago. What am I talking about? Yeah, that was the first.
That was last month.
That was 3 weeks ago. That was the first one I ever played. That's the first one I ever bought. I had played, you know, Call of Duty and Medal of Honor or whatever it's called. I can't remember what it's called. But they were at, like, in passing at friends' houses because, you know, I didn't have the consoles or the games to play it when I was growing up. I dabbled because my aunt had a console. She had an N64 and she had GoldenEye. But I don't even remember that. I was like 5, 6. So I don't remember it too much. I was too busy playing Aerial Monsters on my SNES. Nice. Or Pokemon on my Game Boys, not even my Game Boys, my uncle's Game Boys. So I was more of a RPG kid. Played a lot of Zelda, played a lot of Pokemon, played a couple Final Fantasies. Yeah. First-person shooters didn't become a big thing in my life until a couple years ago. Nice. So those now I sometimes get good kills and stuff like that. But I'm not that good at any game, really. So I just kind of, you know, play what I want to. I've had a lot of fun playing Pokemon the past week. That's been incredible. So much fun.
I've been playing Star Wars. I had to turn down the difficulty because too hard.
I've been watching my friend Lucifer's Knights. He's in chat also. He's been playing that for the past 2 days and it looks intense.
Yeah.
It looks intense.
So you play on console and I play somewhat on console. I've tried to move over more to PC lately, but I've noticed you always are playing with like a full party, right? When you're on console, you're squatted up. How many of those people that you're squatted up with are like co-streaming with you?
Usually, okay, so I have a friend, Dale Dinkelberg, Jake. He's getting into the streaming thing. He just got a gaming computer. He's looking to upgrade it.
Shout all these people out, but once again, we don't have commands. My apologize, guys.
He'll be okay. He's the only one who's really not streaming that I play with. Everyone else streams. I'm usually squatted up with, when we're playing first-person shooters, it's usually I'm Happy, who's a very good friend of mine, Sloppy Hose, who's a very good friend of mine, and Lucifer's Knights. He doesn't play much shooters anymore. Like, we'll play Siege or Overwatch together, but he doesn't really. He's not a huge fan of Apex, and he actually uninstalled Call of Duty yesterday on stream. So that was fun to watch and not be the one raging for once. But yeah, Dan, he's just an all-around variety content creator, and it makes me happy because he plays a lot of games that I wouldn't play, and I get to watch it, so that's cool. But yeah,
How do you manage streaming all together at once, right? You're all talking in your chats, or...
I'll usually mute myself, because I don't want to talk over them while they're talking in their chats, so I'll mute myself.
Is that like an unwritten rule between you guys?
No, I don't have to mute myself. I just do it out of respect to them. I don't want to annoy them. But there's sometimes I'll just, you know, scream at chat or say something and they can hear. It's fine. I don't care. I don't care when they talk to chat. That just makes me happy that they're having people in there and they're having a good time. So
as a viewer, I don't mind talking to chat. I don't like watching streams that you can't see the person. But you can hear them talking to chat, right? I find it distracting over the content I'm actually trying to watch. Which is why I was curious what you guys do.
I'll mute myself.
I'm trying to get
sometimes.
Over that, but you know. Also,
yeah,
unsolicited
it
advice. Quit doing that. What else? What else? What about trolls? You ever have trolls come in your room? I feel like everybody loves you.
I love a good troll.
But I feel like you don't get trolls.
I do too.
Like,
oh, I do. I get them a lot. Not a lot. No, I haven't had a troll in a while. But the last one came in and he was he got roasted and then he got timed out. I don't ban anyone. No one gets banned in my chat.
Wow.
I roast the heck out of them. Heck out of them. And then they get timed out for 10 minutes. If they come back, they get roasted again and banned out. Timed out for another 10 minutes. If they want to keep coming back, they can come back. I'll roast you again. I don't care. I don't care.
All right. Can we try something? Pretend Zazavu is a troll. And how would you roast Zazavu?
It's not fair. I can't do that to Zaz.
Oh, we can, though.
I like him too much.
Other people like me, Ty.
I like him.
That's the difference.
I don't know why he does this show with me.
It's only like if they're saying some, you know, janked up stuff. And I'll just like... Right. I'll take what they said, turn it back at them, turn it on his head, and, you know, shove it up right. Never mind. Didn't say that.
Nice save.
I don't care. I'll roast anyone.
If you're watching, I hope you take notes on what he just did there.
How not to get us banned.
Right. Anything you can tell people starting to stream, like what advice, besides networking, what advice would you give to somebody who came into your chat room and said, or saw you in public, right? And they walked up to you at, where's your favorite fast food restaurant? All right. You were at Popeyes getting the new chicken sandwich. Have you had the new chicken sandwich?
I have. It was great.
Go ahead. Tell us about the chicken sandwich.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Better or worse than Chick-fil-A? Because that's the big debate everyone's making.
That's hard. I love Chick-fil-A.
Me too.
It was very good. I wouldn't say it was better than Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I can't say that.
Did you ever have the double down from KFC?
No, that's hard. That's heart attack right there.
Yeah. Everybody was talking about how unhealthy this new chicken sandwich from Popeye was, and I'm like...
Oh my God!
Remember the unhealthy one from KFC? Because I ate it once, and that was the biggest mistake of my life, probably.
Oh,
I had the bacon jalapeno burger from Wendy's today for the first time. That was awesome.
Oh, that sounds good.
I like a good jalapeno.
Now we're going.
I like their spicy nugs too.
Yes, spicy. Gimme, yum.
I got spicy nugs on accident last time. They gave me spicy nuggets instead of regular nuggets. I was kind of upset about it, actually.
Really?
Well, I was expecting one thing and I got another. That's like tuning into Brose Wood and getting Zazaboo.
I mean, I'd stick around.
It's like a
You're
blessing.
The only one, okay?
Brose is hosting with one viewer.
But yeah, so somebody walks into KFC, they see you there, and they're like, oh my God, that's Brose Wood. It's Zazaboo, actually, and he sees you, and he's like, oh my God, how do I make good content?
Yell a lot. That's what I do. I yell a lot.
He does, too. It's just at his computer.
Just yell and then post it on Instagram. Just yell, post it on Instagram, get likes, and then go stream again.
Actually, that's a good topic too. Social networking. You're pretty active on social networking. How do you manage that too, as far as like your time streaming and networking and supporting others?
I try to be good on social networks. I try to there was a drought on Instagram where I didn't post for a week and a half. I don't know. I just can't do it that well. I try. I tweet out semi frequently. I post on Instagram sometimes, at least I'm trying to keep it at least like two or three times a week. But Clutch is great because you can just put your clips into it. It's a gaming platform where you can share clips and stuff. I'm sure some of you have heard of it. If you haven't, check it out.
I have not.
Use my
but
referral
I'm
link.
Like 6 years behind on all social media. Like,
see,
I still have a MySpace.
I love it because
and a live journal.
I do too. I don't have that. Not old enough. Sorry. with Clutch, you can import your clips straight from.
You said not old enough, and I was thinking like you have to be like 13 to sign up for like a Twitch account. So, LiveJournal, you have to at least be 30 years old to sign up for a LiveJournal account.
At this point.
All right, go ahead. What's Clutch?
It's just you can import your clips from Xbox and Twitch and anywhere else you're putting clips on. Or taking clips on, and you can edit it straight in the app, and it's super streamlined and it feels easy to use. If I can use it, anyone can use it. And it shares directly to any social media that you have connected. So I just use that, share the clip to Twitter, share the clip to Insta, and I don't have to do anything else. So that's my activity on social media. Except for when I go live, I like to do a little video like, hey, how's it going? I'm going live on twitch.tv/brosaywood. And I'll put that on Instagram. Sometimes I'll do it on a Facebook story. I don't do it all that much because I don't use Facebook all that much. And I'll do it on Snapchat where I don't have really anyone except for friends, like real life friends and like friends that I met a couple years ago and don't talk to anymore.
So you don't have a
except for like two of them.
Premium Snapchat?
No, not yet. Patreon.com/brosaywood coming soon.
Coming soon. Oh, so you don't have a Patreon either. Okay. I was gonna ask you to tell me about that as well, because I don't know about it.
One day.
Did you ever give your advice to people that would stream?
Yell.
That was what it was.
Yell a lot.
Okay. I think that's all the tech questions I really have. So we're going to move into the newest segment of the show. But first, I want to remind you guys, if you have not clicked that follow button yet, make sure that you click that follow button. We are on our push for affiliate. We're trying to get it within the first 30 days of streaming. So that's our goal.
That'd be cool.
Week two. All right. So we're going to play the word association game. I'm sure you know how this works. I'll say a word. And you tell me the first thing that pops in your mind. All right. The first word is streaming.
Me.
Content.
I was going to say me again, but YouTube. That's what YouTube. I think of.
Okay. Dropped frames.
I'm happy. He has very bad times.
Video. So do I.
Games.
Fortnite.
Sucks.
Twitch.
It's cool.
That's
not two words. It's scoop. Scoop. That's it.
School.
Wait. Before the next one, Fortnite sucks. So you said you weren't going to talk about it, but let's talk about it real quick. You used to play a lot of it, and now you feel like it sucks. So what changed your mind about the game, or did you only play it for growth? Like Justin and Rage is trying.
I was not streaming too much Fortnite. Like I streamed it for maybe a month, and it's because it's the only game that any of my friends would play. So I just played it. I played it like every single day for I want to say 7 or 8 months, maybe longer than that. I put way too much money into the game at this point.
Oh yay, microtransactions.
Yeah, I get to dress up like Marshmallow though, so that's cool.
Zazabu does it in Realm, so
it was super fun to learn and like try to get good at. I didn't get good at it. And then Mechs came out in season 10, and I was like, bye, and I went and played Apex.
Okay.
And then I came back, played maybe like 17 hours about, because it was like two or three play sessions. Streamed very little of it when it came out with the chapter two thing, and then fell off again. I just didn't care enough to play.
The magic was already gone.
Yeah. It was gone.
Okay.
Sorry, 7 or 8 months was cool. It's gone now. I can't play it anymore. I try.
All right. So next word, crunker.
Easy clap.
Realm Royale.
Chicken.
Apex.
Toxic.
PUBG.
Clunky.
Pokemon.
Lit.
Beans.
Beanie.
Editing.
I'm bad.
Me too. Emote.
Bros AW smile.
Yeet.
That's it.
No words.
God bless
no
you. Words.
Streamlabs.
Meh.
Stream Elements.
Pretty good.
Swedish Fish.
Delicious.
I agree. I have a big bag. I got the Sam Club bag.
Tropical. Pina colada one suck.
Ooh, I've never had. OBS.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And I have one more, but I want to go ahead and first plug Wednesday night, guys, at 7 p.m. Eastern. We are going to have a brand new show here on the channel. It's called Walt Wednesday. It's going to be hosted by Jazz Oe Joe and Bermibe. They're going to be talking about all things Disney. They're going to be kind of going through and doing a history of Disney animated movies, starting with the first one, Snow White. So make sure you check that out, 7 p.m. On Wednesday night. And our last word is Disney Plus.
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
No spoilers.
Haven't watched anything yet, and yeah. It
me
looks
neither.
Pretty good.
No spoilers. Yeah. So I think we go into chat questions now, but chat, we have limited questions. So make sure you're tagging, the Elevate Content channel and ask these questions of Brose. Of course, if, we don't get to him, he'll always be able to answer them over there as well. So,
Jay Banda 911, thank you for the follow, and Desert Rat, thank you for the follow.
Yes, indeed. And if you haven't followed the channel, you know, make sure you click the heart, get notified when we go live. We do go live every Sunday night with this show. So, there's that. First question, how do you find time to focus on your content and your stream when you are always supporting others when you're not streaming? Let me find who asked that question. Our producer didn't actually get it. Nope, it's gone. Thank you to whoever put it that in Twitch chat.
Okay. So, 3 monitors is really cool. I could be doing whatever I need to be doing right here, when I'm like on Stream Elements doing something with an overlay or an alert. Or have OBS open, learning how to use it better. And then I can have a stream here. I can have a stream here. I got an Xbox over there. I'll throw a stream on there. And I'll just, you know, try and be everywhere. Ever present. That's what I try to do.
Awesome. What's your all-time favorite game, Symphonic313, in Twitch chat wants to know?
Pokemon Emerald. Easy. I put 700 hours into that game. 720 hours into that game. On a broken SP.
And we got
go ahead.
This one's from CJHS Warrior 76. Does Brose love me, Lamau?
Yes, I do, CJ. Thank you for the question, bro.
And then the official rogue was timed out because he's worried about himself instead of Brose Wood right now. So we timed him out. So what are you going to be playing tonight, dude?
I guess Krunker. It's the easiest one to stream. I don't have to set up my capture card.
We got a late one in chat. The Rippers 1 wants to know how you feel about him.
I think the Rippers is really cool. I think he's a nice guy.
I love the Rippers.
He's a good guy. So you'll be playing some Krunker. So you just be killing some 10-year-olds then, huh?
Basically.
Yeah. Do you have more Swedish fish?
Got plenty.
You should start throwing, like, every kill you get, you should start, like, throwing them at your camera. Take that, kid! Your dogs will love you, too, so it's like a win-win. You gotta throw it hard enough to where it bounces off the camera and back on the floor behind you.
I mean, it'll, like, fall behind the desk and they'll go underneath. It's fine. They're room for vacuums.
Real quick, do you want to put all of the places they can find you at on social media in chat as you type them? Or sure. Say them out loud.
Okay, so my Instagram is Brose_Wood. My Twitter is Brose_Wood. And my Twitch is Brose_Wood. No underscore. There we go. It's pretty easy. I can't believe there's another Brose_Wood though. Like,
really?
How do you take that name? You're not me. I'm the only me.
Add TTV to the end of your name.
I could. That's what I do in Krunker. That's how I get all the 10-year-olds to come to my channel.
That and the candy.
And the candy.
Don't forget about
it. Wait, no, this is pina colada. I'm throwing that's going in the garbage.
Not a fan of pina colada, huh?
It kind of tastes like a foot, if I'm honest with you.
How do you know what that tastes like?
You know, I went to college for 3 months.
Bait them in and then roast them.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Zaz, do you have any other questions for Rose Wood or
yes
comments?
Can I hit you up and talk to you about a computer build, because it sounds like
he gave you.
Well, yeah, and I've forgotten what it was.
letsbldcom. That's NZXT's website where you can build a computer, basically. And it's, if like, you want to buy it, buy it. You know,
don't bother me, here's the website.
No. Like, see, I can like help. I have never built a computer before.
Yeah,
that's all NZXT. I mean my friend Ralph, he got his through a website called Main Gear. There's a lot of other websites that do it too, but NZXT just feels like the easiest one to do personally. Mm-hmm. What I've seen, and before I got a computer, I would go on sites and just build computers for fun. Just like, I want to get 200 frames per second in Crysis 3, and that's you know, very difficult. So I would just, you know, go on there and build computers sometimes.
I just want my computer to not crash during an SNES emulator.
That sounds like a big problem.
I'm having issues.
It's actually just running.
It used to not be this way.
It's running from him.
Yeah. It's so bad. No one wants to watch this.
Brose, anything else you want to talk about? A topic or where they can find you?
There was a really cool reversal that just happened in the women's match on Survivor Series. That was cool. But yeah.
Oh, actually, can we talk about wrestling for a second?
Yes, absolutely.
So you are a big wrestling fan, and when you joined the Elevate Discord, you actually pointed out how excited you were that there was a wrestling channel.
Oh, I was 100% so excited.
How long have you been a wrestling fan?
Since 1998, I was 4 years old.
And did you get involved because of family or?
Yeah, my aunt was a huge wrestling fan. It always my grandfather liked wrestling, like he always watched it as a kid. But, you know, he like fell off like a lot of wrestling fans do, unlike us. We still love it. she fell off as well when I went PG, so it's fine. I don't mind PG. It's fine by me. PG is fine by me. There's something when I go PG. That's what I'm going to say. But yeah, it was just family who liked it, and van. I liked it. No PG allowed.
So you your formative years were spent in the Attitude Era, huh?
I was much more like I watched wrestling as like a 5-year-old, mm-hmm. with like Rock and Austin and all of them. But I definitely like the Ruthless Aggression Era a lot more. Yeah. I was a huge Eddie fan. Eddie Guerrero is my favorite wrestler of all time. I was a huge Jericho fan. I love Benoit. I love even JBL to an extent. Exactly. Jericho right there.
Yeah. You mean Wah, right?
Greatest of all time.
His last name was just Wah.
Crispin Wah.
Yeah, his first name was Crispin, but last name was just Wah.
Seems like a cool guy. Yeah. But I was a huge fan of his, you know, before all that stuff happened. I loved, what's his name? Sean O'Hare. He was so cool. And I don't know why I liked him so much, but he was cool to me.
Sean O'Hare was garbage. I'm sorry.
No, he wasn't. The Devil's Advocate thing had so many legs. It could have gone and it could have been amazing. They dropped the ball on him. I'll say it to my dying breath. Sean O'Hare was cool.
AEW, real quick.
I love it. It's great. It's probably the best 2 hours of wrestling on TV.
Agreed.
Right now.
Absolutely.
And it's TV 14, so there's that.
Mm.
I mean, did you see Dynamite last week?
I watched a highlights video on YouTube, which was illegally uploaded.
Oh, nice.
I didn't. My DVR didn't catch it for some reason. I don't know why.
You know, TNT has an on-demand app, right?
They do.
I do now.
Yeah, you could just watch it through there instead of having to watch the highlight videos.
That'll work.
But yeah, how did you feel about Billy Gunn yelling SMD at the top of his lungs?
I personally, like, before even Sonny Kiss was signed with AEW, I loved him. He's such a cool character. Like, he's just like over the top and flamboyant, and I love it. It's so good. And just seeing Billy Gunn, that interaction, because, you know, Sonny Kiss, his whole thing, like, he's got an ass. I said it. And then, you know, Billy Gunn, just there. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's so good. I love it.
And MJF had to screw it all up.
That guy. I hate being from Long Island because of him. No, I'm just kidding. I love that man.
A few more chat questions, and then... we'll give you some time to set up so we can raid you.
Okay.
Any thoughts on what you might stream next week? That came from Dale Dinkelberg in Twitch chat.
I don't, honestly, I don't know yet. See, with Pokemon now really becoming less of an option, gotta go back to the old faithfuls, like COD and maybe some Apex. I don't know, I haven't touched it in a while. But yeah, I'm thinking maybe some COD, maybe some Apex. That's what I'm thinking for next week.
Did you get any did you get any growth from Pokemon? Any new viewers that came just because you were streaming that game?
I don't know, really. Maybe a couple people, but it definitely had a great interaction between chat and I. Like that was the best part. Probably didn't get many followers or whatever. I don't care all that much about that. Yeah. But having the people there and everyone was interacting, we were naming Pokemon after people. We were Alan, the I don't even know what the name of the Pokemon is. All I know is the Pokemon's name is Alan in my game. It was awesome. It was so fun.
Symphonic in chat was talking about he could see his Pokemon evolving as he was watching the VOD.
Exactly. So everyone's got names and everyone's, it's just, it's a good time. I'm right now I'm trying to evolve everyone that I have. So, like, if you come into the stream and I'm playing Pokemon, I might be trying to evolve you. So, there's that. But, yeah, Pokemon was super fun and super interactive with everyone. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome. And do you think it's a good or a bad thing to tweet out every time you go live, or should you just go live and tweet it every other time or so? That's what Justin wants to know. Justin Rage, okay. Me too.
So I have it where Stream Elements automatically does it. So it's probably not the greatest thing to do, but it just happens. I would forget, you know? I would 100% forget to tweet that I'm live. So the fact that Stream Elements does it for me, it's fine by me.
Yeah. My Stream Deck, so I have an Elgato Stream Deck, which is a lifesaver. If you're looking for something to buy to upgrade your stream, I would totally get one of those. but yeah, so when I push my start stream button, it actually has like 21 different actions that I have it go through. And two of those, one of them is changing my name on Twitter to include live with like the record red circle. And then the second thing is to post a tweet. And then I can also set up like different buttons to like post different four or five different tweets if I wanted to. So it's pretty cool.
I gotta get me one of those.
I could tweet all the time if I wanted to, just from my Stream Deck. But I think it's important, if you are going to post every time you go live on Twitter or on Instagram, that you use those platforms for what they're meant to do as well, and that you're using them to engage in social media.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just becomes a bulletin board for when you're going live. And it's not going to help you grow. It's probably going to have the opposite effect. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, if somebody logs on, you know, after a few days and they scroll through, they're going to see the same post over and over again from you and probably unfollow you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I know I lost a lot of followers because I'm really into Funko Pops. As you can see, I have over 150 or so. And I lost probably a good 20 followers because Funko does this thing where they do a daily giveaway. And I retweeted every single one of them.
Nice.
So, yeah, those are gone now. So
did you win any? Did you win any Funkos? Man,
nope.
Funko should
the one Funko I've ever won was a a signed Zack Ryder Funko Pop. That's sitting
nice. Funko, listen, dude, cool. You need to give this man at least one Funko because you made him lose followers because of it. You owe him that at least.
Maybe they could be your first sponsor.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Hey, can I give you a content idea?
Let's hear it.
You should, you have 150 of them. You should do some Funko streams where you take maybe 10 and you kind of just show them off and talk about why you like it and what your favorite ones are and stuff. Just that would, I think that would be really cool to like.
I actually did that one time. There was a lull in gameplay. I think I was downloading a game or something. And I have a shelf right here, right next to me. And it houses all my my Deadpool Funkos. I have like, I don't know, 10 or so. And I just took them down. And we were going through every single one. By the time I was done, the game was downloaded, and we moved on to the gameplay. So, like, I've definitely thought about it, and I have like my entire Overwatch collection up there. There's probably like 30. Probably do that one day. I've been thinking about that.
Lily said, or even like an in-stream thing. So at the end of the stream, maybe going through a couple.
Yeah.
Me personally, I like the talk show stuff. So like, if you sat down for like 30 minutes or an hour. You know, and you can even stream prior to do your gaming and then later in the day do this stream, right? Like it doesn't have to be its own day type of thing. I think that would be really cool. I'm looking forward to Zazabu's about to start doing some do a stream where he goes through his record collection. So like, and he's gonna start talking about all the records and stuff. So I'm really into that kind of content.
I have a record player with no records.
Yeah. Everybody's saying Funko Friday. There you go, man.
Funko Friday. There's your Friday content,
dude.
Maybe. Fridays are always the hardest days for me, I feel. Fridays are usually the days where I'm like, I don't want to stream today. So I'll just kind of like putter through it.
Well, that would be perfect then if you don't really want to stream anyway. So then you're live for an hour.
I don't want to die over and over again in the game.
Right.
You know, let's talk about Funko Pops.
Yeah. Still putting out content. That's what matters.
Yeah, man.
Coming soon.
All right, man. It was absolute privilege to talk to you tonight, dude. You're so awesome. Yes. You're amazing. And as soon as I saw your first stream, I was like, I've got to get this guy on the show because this guy is amazing. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I absolutely love you.
You guys,
and adore
you.
And look how cute you are.
Thanks, man.
Are you related to Samoa Joe?
No. Yokozuna might be my dad, though. Who knows?
I ask him that every single time I join his chat, Zaz.
He's 33 and a third Samoan.
Maybe.
Any closing thoughts from you, Zaz?
No, man. It was awesome having you here. As always, fun to talk to you. And looking forward to talking more wrestling with you.
Heck yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys, you know, having me here. It's I've watched, you know, probably 4 or 5 of these now, and it was really cool to be here.
Awesome,
I appreciate
man.
You guys.
It's like Supforce is like our official partner of
right?
these things.
It feels like
so.
It, huh?
Supforce guys, if you guys want to be on the show, make sure you join the Elevate Discord and then go to the streamer spotlight request area and click the reaction button there, and we'll get a couple more of you guys on here because you guys show up and you show out, and all of you guys from all the content I've seen has been super great. So it's been great working with you guys for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heck yeah.
All right, man. Well, we'll see you in a few. Have a great night, dude. And
you too.
Looking forward to you grabbing more kids. Wait, what?
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 I believe the term is clapping.
Clapping. No, no. No clapping kids. Yikes. That's what they say to that. Yikes. I'm going to go start up.
All right, Ed, have a good one. So, yeah, that was Brose. Oh, my stuff's messed up. That's cool.
It wouldn't be a streamer spotlight if my camera didn't go haywire.
Yeah, something's always got to freeze. Oh, wait, no, he's frozen.
Oh, my.
Like, he's still there.
Yeah, he is.
He's just still there. He's just what is going on? All right, let's try this. There we go. All right.
There we are.
Back. You're huge, but it's all right. So we're going to, in hype of Wednesday's new show, we're going to do a little quiz for Zazaboo. So just a little backstory. He misquoted a quote from Disney one time. And since then... What? We have not let him live it down. So I found this video the other day that was on Jimmy Fallon's show. I love The Tonight Show. I look at him for a lot of content ideas, actually. So I thought it was perfect that I found this. So we're going to go through real quick and see how many he gets right. And maybe not. Let me refresh that.
I'm a wizard. I can disappear.
Here we go. Oh, wait. Wait, where did you go?
I don't know. I think that's my shoulder. Yeah.
Hey, there we go. All right, we fixed it. We fixed it. So what movie?
Pinocchio, right?
Good job. What movie?
Mary Poppins.
Good job.
It's awfully kind of atrocious.
And who's singing with Jimmy?
I'm sorry?
Who is singing with Jimmy?
I can't remember her name. What? She's in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, right?
What is this?
That was Snow White, Seven Dwarfs.
This one?
This is Jungle Book. Get about your worries and your strengths. Little Mermaid.
Character that sang it.
Sebastian, the crab. Little Mermaid. I wanna see them dancing, walking around on those. What do you call them? What do you call them?
Oh, feet. Duh. Feet. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. A whole new world. Aladdin. Nice.
Oh, they even got the carpet. Look at that.
I love that they have a fan blowing on them.
Yeah.
Let's go. What song? Come on.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. I was like, you're going to tell me before they tell you.
I had to think about it. I had to sing ahead. Lion King.
Yeet! She just broke the cat.
The love tonight.
What movie?
Lion King. Pocahontas.
Nice. That was the one I thought you were going to miss. Do you want to build a
snowman? Frozen. Ask the grinning bobcat why he grins. Pocahontas. It doesn't have to be a snowman. Go away, Jimmy. Okay.
Bye. Jimmy, wait. Come here. You've got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me. Toy Story.
Nice. You just remember what your
old pal said. You got a friend in me. Remember me. Though I have to say goodbye. Remember me. I don't know this one.
This is from the movie Coco.
Never heard of it. The sky meets the sea, and it calls me.
And no one knows how far it goes. Any clue? Every day's a little hard. That was Moana. As I feel my power grow. Don't you know there's part of me this one? Longs to go.
I don't know this one.
No? Still no? It's from Frozen 2.
Haven't seen it. Jimmy.
It's not out yet.
Well, then I wouldn't know it for sure. Let it go. I definitely know that one.
Alright, so out of 15, how do you think you did?
12?
13.
13? Not bad.
Oh, no. 12. 12. You're right.
Well, still, not bad. Not bad.
All right, Rosé is live, guys. Let's go ahead and get this raid going. Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget, Wednesday night, what do we got on?
We've got Walt Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Come talk about Disney with Jazzy and Bermond.
All right, man. We'll see you guys over at Rosé Woods channel, and we'll see you next Sunday right here for another Streamer Spotlight series. Good night. We love you. Bang.
Bye-bye. Bang. Goodbye and good night. Bang, bang.
Oh, we're not ready to raid yet. Do it again. Oh, Do it again.
Goodbye and good night. Bang.
All right, now we're out.